fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 25th day of September, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Monday through Friday at Republic Broadcasting at 700 hours. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance 700 hours on Midwest time. Here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I talk several times a year about merino wool socks, but be advised, there's also, in addition to merino wool socks, there's gloves, hats, and underwear. You spend a lot of time outdoors, working, recreation, whatever it might be, you might want to check out merino wool socks, gloves, hats, and underwear. Generally, the higher the merino wool content, the better they will perform. And I don't sell merino wool socks or anything like that. But you can find them at Amazon, Sportsman's Guide, REI, other high-end sporting goods stores. I'm sure Bass Pro has some. Check them out. You'll be very glad you did. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew is the Director of Marketing at EMP Shield. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating EMP Shield devices into your life can give you peace of mind and help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, sir, good to have you. Well, I have to express my regret that a friend of mine, my electrician friend, did not install the EMP Shield device that's been sitting on the stainless steel kitchen island since January at one of my properties that I own with part of an LLC. About a month ago, we call the place the resort. It took a lightning strike. We're still tracing down damage from the lightning strike. Over the weekend, we found that our telephone lines were damaged and a couple of pieces of equipment we weren't aware of. And all because the EMP Shield device sat in the box unopened since January. Now we've got to work at locating and repairing all the damage. Our WeBoost telephone amplifier, for example, got zapped. And It's going to cost hundreds of dollars and take days of labor to replace all these items that were needlessly lost because our electrician didn't get to installation of the impedance device. That's quite a shame, isn't it, Andrew?
That, you know, it really is a shame. I'm very sorry to hear that. It sucks. And very sadly, if you had had that device, probably wouldn't have taken any damage. But, you know, it's even better to me. The story that you're saying, although most folks, many folks didn't have the AMP Shield, just didn't install it, but a lot of folks end up in the situation where they did not have the appropriate protection on their home, like AMP Shield, and end up in the exact same scenario, and then ultimately they'll call us and get the product. But unfortunately, you're going to experience probably months of trying to figure out what happened and hundreds or potentially thousands of dollars in damage.
Yep. We still haven't tested. We have a very comprehensive alternative power situation, which includes hydroelectric 24/7, a Generac propane fire generator, a bank of batteries. I've done some preliminary inspection. I don't believe there's any damage, but we haven't tried to fire up the Generac yet, which is another potential high dollar issue. Don't know yet. We'll find out over the next week or two. But the good thing is the EMP shield was installed over the weekend. There's an old saying here in the Ozarks that it's like closing the barn door after the horse has escaped. But that's what we're doing, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's in it. You know, they say lightning never strikes twice in the same place, but we've actually had customers that have had strike their house multiple times, and so it's good we got it installed.
Yeah. Well, this location has had a strike. It was been about 10 years ago, it was a strike. It caused minor damage, but I lost a answer machine. I lost a postal service, a postal scale, and I think that was the extent of the damage. This one's been far worse. The one installer, our telephone company, he told me, he says, John, this was about a month ago, he says, John, I've replaced 30 routers where people's routers were fried by this lightning storm that we had about 6 weeks ago or so. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a purpose for this discussion. The purpose is to give you a heads up. There's no place on this planet that's safe from lightning. That place does not exist, does it, Andrew?
No, it does not. Lightning can literally strike anywhere.
A friend of mine, he's involved in very high-tech matters involving radio frequency engineering. He's got more than 50 patents to his personal credit in that area of expertise. It's been about 25 years ago. He had the best, the highest quality lightning protection that money could buy at the time. He took a strike, and it took him nearly 2 years to track down all the thousands of dollars of damage to his very complex laboratory that he had. If for nothing else, even if you're not concerned that the North Koreans are going to set off a EMP weapon, even if you're not concerned about that, lightning is something that simply is not going to go away, is it?
Nope, it's not going to go away. In fact, it appears to be getting worse. We do have data on our customers, that we keep internally to kind of evaluate how many customers have had strikes and, you know, generally speaking, and we have seen an increase. Obviously we get more customers every year, but, you know, year over year, it is increasing since we started in 2019.
That's right. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to say that I am a EMP Shield distributor, dealer. I work with Andrew on these matters. We talk about this every Monday. Every Monday we have new listeners. That's just the nature of talk radio. And, I know we've helped hundreds of people nationwide to protect their equipment from both lightning and EMP, electromagnetic pulse, as well as coronal mass ejections. There was one that was headed towards planet Earth, coronal mass ejection, in the last week or so. Luckily, it either missed us or it wasn't as severe as people thought it would be. But the sun emits these coronal mass ejections on a regular basis, doesn't it?
They do. In fact, we've been very lucky. The last one was in the 1800s. It was called the Karen. And just last week, as you mentioned, there was a very large coronal mass ejection, and we got lucky there. I think we might have caught the very, very tail end of it. I'm not exactly sure about that, but they were saying it was potentially going to hit us, and it did not. But one of these days, and it's not to scare people, but one of these days we are going to be in the middle of the plasma from a coronal mass ejection, which is coming from the sun, and it could take down the entire global grid and all kinds of other things as well.
Imagine a man who's blindfolded, standing with a loaded shotgun and turning in a circle and randomly shooting it. And you happen to be somewhere on that circle. At some point, he's going to get lucky, isn't he? and shoot you.
He will. And then, exactly. It's like Russian roulette with the sun.
Absolutely.
And what they have determined, scientists and archaeologists and all kinds of people have determined, these coronal mass ejections they happen in certain durations, you know, and there's no way to know when the next one's going to happen. It will tell you it will happen again. It could be tomorrow. It'll happen again.
The effects of electromagnetic pulse, which is man-made, and coronal mass ejection are very similar on one hand. On the other, the natural one, the coronal mass ejections, has a very special bonus. It's not just line of sight. The EMP, electromagnetic pulse, is line of sight only, just like a rifle bullet. The coronal mass ejection, if it's strong enough, can go all the way around the entire planet at one time, can it?
Well, it absolutely can. In fact, many people don't know this is a great topic to talk about since it's happening right now, but a coronal mass ejection, we'll look at the Carrington event, is the equivalent of a million-plus nuclear weapons hitting the atmosphere, as opposed to a high-altitude EMP, which is a single nuclear weapon. So you're talking about something that's millions of times potentially more powerful than an EMP. Now, the effects are kind of similar to that of the E3 of an EMP. And then it depends, obviously, on how much plasma is released from the sun and how large and how the amount and that sort of thing. But overall, it is, if we were to take this event, it would be absolutely devastating to the entire world.
Absolutely. Well, that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is what's going on with the geopolitical matters worldwide. We had a speech by the Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov, Sergei Lavrov, between the General Assembly on Saturday, 2 days ago. He says that the West is an empire of lies. I've read a couple of, appears to be verified reports, that in the last week or two, a German Leopard tank was disabled and blown up by Russian forces in Ukraine, and they captured the one German soldier who was still alive. He later died. He just lost too much blood. The Russian doctors were violently trying to save his life. But it was an active duty German soldier, a German crew in that Leopard tank. We've crossed that line in the sand where it's no longer a proxy war. We have active duty NATO forces fighting against Russian troops, it appears. What do you think, Andrew?
It appears that way, and I've heard similar stories, other events. It's clearly not going to be in the mainstream media, but I don't believe it's a proxy war anymore. I think we crossed that line quite a while ago, actually.
Right,
at a certain point, at a certain tipping point, it's going to become public, and that's when things will probably escalate even higher than they are now.
Back during my war in Vietnam, the Russian MiG fighters were being piloted by Russian pilots. That's pretty well known at this point. But at the time, we were all pretending that it was North Vietnamese pilots piloting the most sophisticated jet fighters on the planet at the time, the MiG jet fighters, when in fact it was Russian pilots, wasn't it?
I'm actually not too familiar with that, but that would make sense because it would take quite a bit of training to learn how to operate a MiG.
That's right. That's right. Here we are once again. The proxy war is about to become a war involving major forces on the ground in Europe for the first time since 1945. There's different ways to evaluate this war. One is to look at the Russian belief system, which includes not only reading The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, which all our students at West Point have to also, but actually implementing principles of The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, a book older than the Christian Bible. I think one of the goals may be in this war to drain NATO forces of arms, equipment, and men. And when it comes to arms and equipment, that seems to be the case. We're draining our resources when it comes to being able to defend our country. What do you think, Andrew?
I very much agree with you. I've been thinking the same thing for at least a couple months. To me, and we discussed this maybe a year ago, but the question was, what's the intent? Why draw it out? We know how powerful the Russian military is. If they really wanted to take Ukraine quickly, they could have, but they sent in the C team, not even the B team. And they've been doing that deliberately, using their oldest equipment. And to me, it's starting to appear that it is a deliberate drain on resources from NATO forces, from America, from everywhere else. And it makes sense.
Well, if you're getting ready for a major war, you're going to want to reserve your best troops for the major war and put in the B team, the troops from, Muslim troops from some of the southern provinces of Russia. Let them be wasted in this war of attrition while you're saving your best troops for the real war, which is hasn't yet begun, which would be the invasion of the West. That would be a smart thing to do, and the Russian generals in this regard probably are pretty smart, aren't they?
They're very smart, and we're not dealing with a stupid enemy. And you and I have known this for a while, but Russia and China are best buds. They have been for a long time. They were very smart in keeping it secret. Now it's public. I firmly believe that one of the next steps, maybe I'm wrong, but I believe that Taiwan has something to do with this. So you drain the resources of NATO over a duration of several years, maybe 5+ years, and eventually they know that they can take Taiwan, which is something clearly that China really wants to do. They're going to follow suit with, this is my estimate, but I think they're going to eventually attempt to take Taiwan. They're going to spread us thin. At that point, they might be able to take us elsewhere as well. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to play out, but I believe it has something to do with Taiwan as well.
I agree. Well, what we do on a regular basis, which is pretty much almost every Monday, after the first break, Andrew is very graciously gives us about a 4-minute summary of just what in the world EMP is, how does it work, what damage does it do, and how to protect from it. That's for the benefit of all our new listeners and reinforcement for the existing listeners. I was talking to my wife about EMP Shield. We're looking at buying another vehicle, and it will have EMP Shield installed. I've installed, I think, maybe 5 or 6 of these at this point. We talked about my 1969 Triumph and how, even though it's more than half a century old, it has electronic ignition. I'll either get another EMP Shield device for it or buy a duplicate 1969 non-electronic ignition. I want to make sure I got operating vehicles. It's a matter of life and death in a long-term crisis, isn't it?
You know, it really is, and it's funny. You know, we do advertising and we do stuff on Facebook and social media, and I don't understand it quite, even to this day for 5 years, but many people don't understand the benefit of having an operational vehicle. You'll hear, well, that just makes you a target, or what's the point? The world's going to be over. I can tell you, and you know this too, John, a vehicle is literally the difference between life and death, because after an EMP, if you're 100 miles from home or your child's 50 miles from home, what are you going to do? You're now walking home in the new Wild West, probably the middle of World War III, with, you know, in the cold and the heat. Most people can't walk that far anyways. And having a functional vehicle, even if it means you only use it once a month, can literally save lives. And so I hope people understand that. And having the ability to protect your vehicle for very little amount of money is critical in helping people.
It is. Now, if you have a youngster or a grandchild off to college, the college may be 50 miles away, maybe 200 miles away, get yourself an EMP Shield for that youngster. Here's our break. We'll get back. We're going to get our summary of EMP from Andrew. We'll be right back.
Me. Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
Okay, we are back. Andrew, let's go ahead and have our summary, please.
Yes, sir. So, hey, everybody. My name is Andrew Butchin. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for EMP Shield. And part of my job is to educate people on just what in the world is EMP. You know, a lot of people have probably heard the term EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, which is what it stands for. And they probably think it's just something from a video game or a science fiction novel or maybe a sci-fi movie that they've seen on Netflix. But it's actually a very real weapon. In fact, EMP, or electromagnetic pulses, is one of the most detonating weapons that currently exists anywhere in the world. Most of our adversaries have it. So China, Russia, North Korea, and many others have the ability to create an EMP. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain exactly what in the world this is, how it works, and how it will affect your life. And so an EMP is actually created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon in the sense that we're used to seeing, like, on the TV. It's not the bomb going off at the ground level with a big mushroom cloud and radiation. What our adversaries will actually do is take this nuclear weapon and put it way above the United States. And we project roughly 300 miles above the Earth is the appropriate altitude, which is about the height of the International Space Station. So very high above the United States. And they're probably going to detonate it somewhere above the Midwest, above Kansas, where we are, is probably the best location. And what happens is when this nuclear weapon goes off, this huge blast goes out in all directions. So it goes outwards into space. It also goes downwards towards the Earth. And the radiation and the matter from this bomb creates the effects of EMP, which is an energy weapon. So with an EMP, you're dealing with energy that is inducing into anything that's a conductor of electricity. And by the way, what this EMP does is actually destroys anything that has microelectronics inside of it. So transistors, resistors, diodes, and substances like silicon arsenide. Now, it's important for people to understand that an EMP is a very large-scale weapon. So as I discussed, being detonated 300 miles above the Earth in the Midwest, and this blast is the effect of the EMP is large enough to encompass the entire United States, the lower portion of Canada, and the upper portion of Mexico. So this for a high altitude EMP, this would affect the entire United States. These can also be more localized, so they can be more directed to certain regions inside the United States. And so what I'll kind of explain is the phases of an EMP and how they work. Now, as I mentioned, it's created by this nuclear weapon, and when the blast goes off, it creates this three phases of an EMP, which is the E1, the E2, and the E3. Now, the first two phases are created from that blast pushing downwards towards the Earth. And when this happens, it happens at almost the speed of light, but the radiation and the matter from the bomb hit the atmosphere, and there's a lot of electricity up in the atmosphere, and it strips those electrons from the atmosphere and shoots them down towards the Earth. And within nanoseconds, all of this energy, which encompasses the entire United States, is induced into anything that conducts electricity, like your modern-day vehicle. It induces into your Romex wiring. It does induce into the grid. And basically, anything that's connected or inducing, and by the way, this energy can go straight through the structure of your home, has a very, very high likelihood of being destroyed. But there's kind of a caveat to this, too, is an EMP isn't just designed to destroy your electronics like your modern-day vehicle. It's also designed specifically to take down the power grid and our ability to deliver power to your home. So the third phase of the EMP is created from that nuclear blast pushing outwards into space. And what happens is this blast disrupts the magnetosphere, which is the center that protects us from space weather, and causes the magnetosphere to fluctuate. And it will fluctuate for many hours, 10-plus hours, potentially. And what's happening is while the magnetosphere is fluctuating, it's creating a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. And this low and slow charge won't induce into your home directly, won't induce into your vehicle, which wouldn't matter because most things have already been destroyed. But it will induce directly into the power grid. And over time, the charge in the grid will be so high that certain critical components like transformers, portions of substations, will eventually go down and become destroyed because of this charge being built across miles of grid. So by the end of an EMP, so within nanoseconds, all your microelectronics are destroyed. Within hours, the grid is down. You no longer will have the ability to deliver power, not that it would matter because everything's already destroyed. And this is such a devastating weapon that the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population would die within 1 year after an EMP. That's how devastating this is. This is sending us back to the early 1800s. We have no electronics, nothing that we rely on, no internet, no cell phones. And most people would actually die due to a lack of clean running water and sickness. But there's many reasons. You no longer have resupply. You no longer have our normal means of communications. So it is very devastating. But my other job at EMP Shield is to advise people that there are solutions to protect your vehicles, to protect your home and your electronics, to protect the things that would be critical and life-saving after EMP. And that's exactly what EMP Shield is. We do have that ability. And I'm very proud to be able to say that. And we've been doing this for a little over 4.5 years now. All of our devices have been through military certified testing, and EMP Shield, my company, is listed publicly by the Department of Homeland Security as having passed military certified tests. So I just hope people have learned. And
great summary.
Thanks, John.
Great summary. Here's our Bob and the Hour break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
yourrepublicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio, and what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Interesting things posted there new every week. We now have a new product. We will be talking more about this coming Friday. Well, I'll be talking this Friday with the grandnephew of Royal Rife. That would be Matthew Rife. His grandfather and Royal Rife were brothers, and the Rife machine is back in production. Other things at my website you might want to check out, such as the COVID panel, more than 200 articles and videos about the COVID vaccination, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's saying that the COVID vaccinations, all of them, are meant to kill and hurt people. It's not a side effect. It's what they're meant to do. Last but not least, you'll find the EMP Shield panel there. You can have a $50 savings on each piece of equipment. That adds up real quick. You get three or four of these devices, you just about paid for another one. So check out the EMP Shield devices with a $50 discount at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Andrew. Andrew is the director of marketing at EMP Shield. He travels the world spreading the good news about EMP Shield devices, helping individuals and governments get ready for both lightning and EMP Shield attacks. Right, Andrew?
Yes, sir. That's right. And I literally have the best job in the world. New technology that many people don't really understand what it is or how it works, how it's been tested. And once they realize what we're capable of protecting, people kind of, their eyes open. You know, we've actually outfitted entire counties within the United States with the EMP shield. So there is government involved. There's all kinds of organizations that have protection, and hundreds of thousands of customers across the United States have EMP and lightning protection through EMP shield.
That's really good to know. Now, when it comes to lightning protection, your company offers a very special premium bonus that I'm not aware of any other company offering. That's a $25,000 insurance policy on lightning protection. Tell us about that, Andrew.
Yeah, I'd love to. So this is actually something interesting. You know, the EMP shield was designed, obviously, for EMP protection. But what we very quickly realized with our customers is they were taking lightning strikes with no damage. And we kind of opened our eyes and said, holy cow, we've just created a phenomenal lightning protection device. It's such a robust and capable device that we are able to guarantee lightning protection. We literally, it's 100% guaranteed lightning protection. So if you install this on your home's main breaker panel, we guarantee you will not take lightning damage. That's even from a direct lightning strike. And it's easy to say we guarantee something, but this is where it's really cool. We are backed by one of the nation's largest insurance carriers who have done all of the certifications on the device. They've looked at it, they've looked at the testing, and we have insurance to back up our claim. So if our device fails to protect your home from lightning, we will personally cover the cost of the damage up to $25,000. It's a standalone insurance policy, which means you would not even have to use your home's insurance policy if you did not want to. There is nothing else on the market that exists that will guarantee lightning protection. And at our price point, it's an incredible value and peace of mind, and knowing that your investment is protected. And we're very happy to be able to do that.
All right. We have a caller from about six time zones away, Andrew. We got Oregon in Norway. Good morning, Oregon.
Good morning, John, and good morning, Andrew. I'm really just calling in because just as I was tuning in, you were talking about your homepage, and I was going to look for, and I was straddling through it to find the COVID section. And
just
I couldn't
keep scrolling
find it.
Down. Just keep scrolling down. It's a big website. Down, down, down.
Yeah, I think so. And okay, to Andrew, I think about your product so often that I think about it more than the Roman Empire. Okay? People should get some EMP shields. I should have some EMP shields. My neighbor should have it. We should have it on the shelves of the shops there, so people would realize.
Well, let's hold on here, Oregon. Does the EMP shield ship to Norway, Andrew?
I don't believe so, but I don't believe so, Oregon, but I can certainly look into it for you.
That would be, I've been flat out broke most of my life. I do realize I am owning more and more, still without money. I don't understand how this can be, but those things I want to buy, they're so far away, but one of the just premier products to get after the water filters, there will be some EMP shields for sure.
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll check that out. We'll by next Monday, Andrew will have an answer for us, and we'll find out next Monday if EMP shield doesn't ship to Norway.
Great, I would love to find that out. I go and check out your site and see if I can find what I'm looking for now. Have a great day and a great week, folks. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Oregon. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. My website is huge. There's over 9 gigabytes of information. It laid out in panels of 3 left to right. And the COVID-19 section is pretty far down. But if you scroll down far enough, it's on the left side. You'll find it in Oregon and everybody else. Well, Andrew Oregon is a regular caller. He lives in Norway. He was a professional librarian at one time, very knowledgeable about things that we're interested in. Great guy.
Very cool.
Well, Andrew, yes. Peace of mind is something, a term I use a lot. And I regard EMP Shield as another form of insurance, but instead of a stack of canceled checks like you have for automobile insurance, you actually have a three-dimensional object that will help you when the time comes. And that's a great form of insurance, I think. What do you think, Andrew?
I think it's an incredible form of insurance. I mean, I couldn't imagine, you know, if I'm in the car with my wife and we have to walk 100 miles home in the middle of a snowstorm after an EMP. I couldn't imagine it. It would be, you know, maybe I'd be able to do it. I don't know if she would be able to. It could take, you know, week even. I'm not sure, but having the ability to have a functional vehicle or having the ability to have, with Grid Down, which is another product, a backup power system that's EMP hardened, and having this backup power to, you know, be able to keep my food cold or whatever it is I need to do, have electricity, is literally life-saving and critical. It's critical after an EMP. And so, yeah, peace of mind. It is very much peace of mind knowing that you will be able to get home, or your child will be able to get home, or you'll be able to go pick up your child from school after something bad happens like an EMP.
Well, let's talk about Grid Down Readout. That's the newest product that EMP Shield is offering. And I see these advertisements on Newsmax, for example, of people, these companies mm-hmm. selling these solar generators. It's basically a marine gel cell battery with a little 2x2 foot solar panel. And people think they're going to run their house on this thing. I regard it as very, very deceptive advertising. What do you think?
It is. It's deceptive. By the time, and some of those portable ones you can stack, by the time you stack four or five of them, you spent three times the amount of money that you should have spent. With Grid Down, so Grid Down's the company, the readout is the energy storage system. And by the way, we offer the entire energy storage system with EMP shields built into it, and they come with solar panels. It is a energy storage system or solar system designed to withstand literally anything. It's going to survive a CME. It's going to survive an EMP. It's going to survive a lightning strike. So no matter what the reason is that the grid's going to go down, you are going to have backup power. We have deliberately made this able to survive any event, and it's critical. So a lot of people out there that have these solar systems or energy storage systems don't consider this. But you're having backup power isn't going to matter if there's an EMP. Even if a lightning strike, they don't have lightning protection, especially not 100% guaranteed lightning protection. So even during a lightning strike, there's a potential that you're not going to have your backup energy that you want. With EMP or with the Grid Down readout, you have all of that protection. You have an energy storage system that you know is going to be there when your life depends on it. And it is one of the most capable and one of the most affordable energy storage systems on the market. So it is an incredible system. And I believe there is a panel on your website for Grid Down as well.
I got a separate panel separate from the EMP show. Right.
Yep, and you offered incredible discount. So you save thousands of dollars on the Grid Down readout. If you go to libertyman.com and find that the Grid Down panel there, use the link.
Right.
And people should go there and learn more about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we don't engage in deceptive advertising. We engage in selling equipment that will pass all engineering standards and safety of things that need to be tested to perform as advertised. And we have experts that can help people design a system that's just right for their needs, don't we, Andrew?
Absolutely do. There is an entire customer service team. The customer service is handled by EMP Shield, which has over 5,000 five-star reviews. And so for folks who do go to thelibertyman.com and find that Grid Down panel, and from there you can click it and learn more, you'll find that there's a phone number and an email. My folks over at EMP Shield will absolutely take care of you. They'll help you build the correct system that you need. These are complete systems. So if you want solar, it can come with solar. If you just want a backup battery system, you can get that as well. Everything comes with EMP Shield protection, which means coronal mass ejection protection, EMP, and lightning protection. So it all comes with it standard. And these are actually, you were able to get a 30% tax credit on these systems as well. Which is very important. So not only are you going to get 7% off by using the libertyman.com link, you're also going to get an additional 30% tax rebate when you file your taxes. Now, we can't guarantee it because some people don't do their taxes, obviously. But for those who do their taxes the correct way, the system does qualify for the tax credit.
That's good to know also. Lots of benefits that a person can take advantage of here, aren't there?
Well, yeah, there is, and there's actually, so On the discussion of getting a grid-down readout energy storage system, one thing that people don't realize, and I think this is a good time hopefully to talk about it, is it's an investment. So it's not just having the peace of mind of knowing you're going to have power no matter when, if when the grid goes out, or having solar panels when you need them. It's about also an investment in, most people don't know this, but we did a national survey of the United States, and when you install an energy storage system, normally the value of your home goes up. And so on average, I don't remember the exact amount, but I think it's around 17% increase that potentially your home's value can go up just by installing a grid-down readout. And so it's not just getting the peace of mind and knowing you have backup power, but it's also an investment for yourself and for your home, because it could potentially increase the value of your home as well.
Well, that's another benefit I had not thought about, but it makes perfect sense. And we're talking to, you know, the demographics of my listeners here on the John Moore Radio Show are men and women who understand the threat and are taking real-world precautions to mitigate and be ready for what's coming. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting your heads up to right now. And as I frequently say, it's better to be a year too soon than a nanosecond too late, isn't it, Andrew?
So true, and I love that saying. I love it.
Well, my alternative power here at my new home is pretty much squared away. I got some details left, but the install is done of the propane generator, the new propane tank, all the necessary wiring done by a certified electrician who installed a mechanism to not allow both the power grid electric and the alternative electric to feed into the house at the same time. That can't happen when the switching mechanism is set up. One of my neighbors had failed to have that kind of mechanism, and they did thousands of dollars of damage when the power grid came back on while the juice was still flowing from their generator. It's good to have when you're messing around with this kind of voltage and amperage, it's good to have a certified electrician to do the work and make sure it's done safely and properly, isn't it?
Oh, it's very important. You know, electricity, although to be fair, a lot of our customers, like for EMP Shield, they install it themselves. But we always recommend an electrician because electricity is very dangerous. And, you know, I don't want anybody out there who accidentally shocks themselves and gets hurt or potentially dies. Having an electrician ensures that whatever it is you're wiring is wired appropriately and safely, and then it'll last much longer as well.
Right. Well, what we're talking here is the difference between dealing with a circuit breaker panel in your house and dealing with a car or a truck. I've installed about six of these or more of these things on EMP shields on cars and trucks, which have rather low amperage. It can still shock you, but it's not a big deal. And if you're watching what you're doing, you're going to be okay. But personally, I want nothing to do with changing out the inner workings of a 100 or 200 amp circuit breaker panel. That's some very serious amperage. It can either hurt you or kill you, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly can. It can absolutely kill you. So I recommend people do use the electrician. Now, for the vehicle, folks are welcome to install it themselves. Almost everybody does. In fact, we had I think we told the story before, but we had a 90-year-old woman on the phone, and we walked her through the installation on the phone, and she did it 100% herself. She wanted to do it herself. All it takes really is a wrench. It is very simple to install. I think she did it in less than 15 minutes. And so that's right. For folks who are a little worried about installing this, it is very simple. It is very simple to install.
Well, I was when I took delivery of my first box, and my first impression I picked up from the post office, man, this thing's really heavy. Is there a brick inside this thing? And I also, that just shows the quality of the product. But I was concerned about it being complex, and it wasn't complex. It could not have been easier. A simple 15-minute install using a couple of simple tools. At the time, the most difficult thing was finding a space big enough to install it, which is about the size of two packs of cigarettes. But now with the new reduced size version, even that's no longer an issue, is it?
No, it's not. And the new version, it's the EMP Shield Micro. For those who are listening who have been following EMP Shield, maybe you haven't heard about this yet. The EMP Shield Micro is 78% smaller than the original EMP shield, but provides the exact same level of protection. So we've done this deliberately to be able to, for folks who are having a little bit of trouble finding a place to install it, that's not going to be a problem anymore. You can install this on your vehicle, your motorcycle, your ATV, you name it. We have not had a single problem with anybody finding a spot to install it. And something really, really cool about this, we don't really advertise, I don't know why, maybe I'll advertise it a little bit more, but there's a huge technological advancement in the micro, which is the energy draw, which we can talk about after the break.
Let's talk about that when we get back. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I long forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Andrew, tell us about the benefit of the new micro version of the EMP shield, if you would, please.
Oh, sure, I'd love to. So there's something interesting that many people may not know, but the new EMP shield micro, we designed it specifically to drain almost no power from your battery. And that's not to say that the original EMP shield already drew a very, very small amount. So it was like 2.5 milliamps. So a very, very small amount. The new micro draws 150 times less energy. And people might ask, well, if the original didn't draw much energy, what's the point? But there's actually a very big point is we designed the micro not just for vehicles, but also for motorcycles. And what we didn't want is we didn't want a customer to install an EMP shield on a motorcycle and then not drive the motorcycle for 4 to 5 months over the winter. And then it, over 4 to 5 months, you could have a small or a moderate draw on the battery. With the micro, it will draw almost nothing. With a normally fully charged motorcycle battery, you could go 12 months without having really any impact, noticeable impact on the battery with the EMP shield micro. So it's a huge advancement in the technology, and we're very proud to be able to do that. And I'm working on hopefully getting this into the updating the original model to be able to have the same functionality as well. And so that is in the works.
Outstanding. Well, I've got a trickle charger permanently installed on my motorcycle, so all I do is plug it in without having to do the install separately. And that's a good feature because in much of the country, motorcycles will sit for 4 to 5 months during the cold weather, not being used. And that's an excellent, excellent feature, and I'm glad you're doing that. During a crisis, a motorcycle has an advantage because even a big one like mine gets 50 miles per gallon. The smaller ones, the dirt bikes, right, you're looking at probably 100 miles per gallon, and that's a huge advantage during a crisis to have a vehicle gets high mileage, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. You know, you want to consume as little fuel as possible, and having those vehicles like those off-road dirt bikes that can get 60, 70, 100 sometimes miles per gallon is super critical. And they're more nimble as well. You kind of take them places that you wouldn't take a normal vehicle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's all a win-win situation. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us as always. Have a great week. We look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. All right. Top of the hour break coming up here. We'll be back with Sam Andrews, and we will have Firearms Monday. Find out what's going on in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, down at Freedom Center USA. World-class training with rifles and pistols. What part of their mission statement is to train men and women who will go back to their home communities and become instructors themselves and spread the education far and wide. That's one of the goals of Freedom Center USA. A great place, a lot of fun, getting better all the time. And our discussion with Sam, well, we never know what directions are going to go. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.